All right.
Here we go.
Welcome back to episode 12 of The Merge Feast, season 46 of Survivor. I'm Blake, joined with Logan and Brandon. What's going on, guys?
Going on?
Hello.
Man, I am pumped after this week. I think it helps that what happened, who got voted out, was exactly who I wanted to get voted out. But between last week and this week, we are on like two solid weeks of Survivor. I've really, really enjoyed this. And so I don't know if you guys are feeling the same way, but I'm very excited for the finale next week. I'm super pumped. So are you guys on the same energy as I am?
Yeah, I think the way that this vote played out is really going to set up like a heavyweight battle in the finale, and I'm super pumped for it.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun season finale. I think the way, like you guys said, the way this ended up and kind of how the votes went and all, it's going to be a great, great season finale, and can't wait for it. But excited to talk about this week because there was a lot lot to go over.
Absolutely. Let's hop right into it. As always, they start out the episode by kind of recapping what happened last week. And last week was a doozy of an episode. But the big kind of takeaways that I want to talk about was Ben. And we've talked, I don't know how many times, about how Ben is just not really playing the game of Survivor at all. He's just kind of along for the ride, and he's there to just rock out. And the fact that he had a brain fart and wrote down Kinsey instead of Venus, who it sounds like Kinsey is his number one, is so weird to me. Like, I don't know if we've ever seen that, where somebody was just said, like, I don't know. I kind of blacked out. I'm not sleeping great, and I just slipped up. It's weird.
Yeah, and obviously this episode we saw he's been struggling with the night terrors or anxiety that we'd seen previously, but hadn't seen anything since then, and it sounds like he's still struggling with that and not sleeping much. So being sleep deprived and just kind of out of it, not having a ton of food, I want to say I can understand that a little bit, but it was just kind of a weird, why Kinsey of all people? Like, it was just, I don't know. And I'm glad that that didn't affect their relationship and that she was still helping him and all of that. But it was definitely kind of weird.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think that's ever happened where somebody's just written down a random name. But I believe Ben, that he had a brain fart, just based off of everything I know about Ben. I don't think there was any weird strategy behind it. I think he literally just got up to the voting booth and was like, I don't know, but weird mess up that I'm glad got explained pretty early on in the episode, because we talked about it last week. Like, what was that? So
for sure. Yeah. I don't want to harp on Ben too much because I do really like him, but and while I have a lot of like, I don't know what I'm trying to say, like a lot of feelings about the anxiety and the emotions and the night terrors, and like, man, I definitely feel for him. It's easy to sit there on the couch thinking like I would never struggle with that, especially on Survivor. Like, you're waking up on the beach in Fiji. Like, how bad can it be? But like, it's also like seeing the humanity of it, and still with six people left, it's been nice to, like, I don't know, see that still. it's nice to see the humanity in Survivor. We talk about that all the time with like just seeing the personal side of things, but along with like the gameplay. And I don't know, I'm torn on Ben because I do really like him. I also hate to see that we're down to final five now, and we've got a handful of people that are not really playing the game. Like, Ben has no shot of winning, in my opinion. And so, even though, spoiler alert, I guess, with Q getting voted out, I'm glad Q went home, but I mean, Q had more opportunity to win than Ben did, in my opinion. So it's like, man, I don't know. I hate to see somebody just go to the end without doing much of anything. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but
yeah, I mean, I think I definitely understand where you're coming from of somebody going to the end that hasn't done anything or anything like that. But I feel like we see that almost every season. There's always that one person that everybody knows that they can beat, that they're going to take to the end because that's one less vote that that person's going to get and more options for you to get those votes. And so for somebody not to have a ton of gameplay or strategy to how they're playing, I think Ben is a great person for that. He's been a lot of fun to watch. He's brought great character and all of that to the game. And this episode, I feel like we saw some strategic talk and kind of gameplay from him in the sense of with Charlie and some of that. It's just never his idea. And maybe he's just getting highlighted in the wrong sense and not highlighted in that side of things. But I don't know. I feel like every season we always have that the one or two people that go to the end because there's no chance of them winning. And I think that might be Ben this season.
Yeah, that's a good point. And it would be interesting to sit down and talk to Ben, and maybe they will at some point, like Mike Bloom or somebody like that. But to see like how much of this was the way he was edited to be versus how his actual gameplay, was. But I don't know. It's interesting. But I wanted to talk about Maria for a minute. She seemed to really be bothered by what Venus said at the last tribal council, where she kind of questioned her character on who she was voting for and just like that she was putting on this act and that it was all just a giant farce on who she wanted to go. And it kind of rubbed me the wrong way as well last episode, but I didn't think that it got under Maria's skin at all. And it definitely seemed to this week. I was kind of surprised, but also like pleasantly surprised to see that kind of emotion from Maria. I don't know. I really liked to see that side of her that, man, she is not just like stone cold, like on this perfect path. Like, I don't know. She's playing it well and still has those emotions, but not letting that necessarily get in the way of her gameplay. So I don't know what you guys thought of that or if that was a big moment for you guys.
Wasn't anything that like, I mean, it definitely stood out to me. And I think in the sense of if you want people to perceive or to look at you a certain way and the decision you made, one person or somebody says those things that then and maybe attacked her character, kind of said some of those things like Venus did, I could see where that can kind of could get under somebody's skin. And like you said, I think in the sense of Maria, it was nice to see some of that emotion. We see some more emotion from her later in the episode. So it was definitely cool to see that side of her and even that side from everybody this week. So I can't blame her, because if somebody said that about me and I wasn't that type of person or anything like that, it definitely would bother me too.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know, like, let's say Venus said that about Maria day 5 versus day 21, how much that really has an impact on her, because I think it's just a combination of, like, going through it physically, mentally, emotionally, and then having somebody say something like that about you, whether it's true or not. I mean, I kind of could see where Venus was coming from with the things that she said, just based off of my observations of the reward challenge last week. But I also, like, I could see why Maria wants to question her character and is a little, or wants to protect her character rather, and is hurt by those words.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting, because I feel like, and maybe I've just noticed it more this season, but and maybe I'm just dead wrong, but I feel like this season we've seen a lot of things, this being one of them, Q being another, where you get to see kind of the consequences of somebody's actions, and the consequences not be them voted out, and seeing how that impacts somebody in the game and how that kind of twists what their decisions are, who they're aligned with. Not that that was a deciding factor or a defining moment necessarily for Maria, but I think being emotional there, along with the emotion when it comes to the reward challenge, and not being picked there. Sorry for the spoiler again. But it definitely kind of shaped the way that she played this episode or this week. And maybe I'm thinking too deeply in it, but it's been fun to see, like, some people's gameplay that hasn't worked out the way that they've necessarily wanted or has, but getting to see those, like, specific consequences of, for that person, the week or multiple weeks after their gameplay. I mean, thinking about Q, that whole mess that he pulled at Tribal however many weeks ago, like, he should have been voted out that week. Like, that's what should have happened, and it didn't, and he's lasted this long. I don't know. It's just been fun to see how those moments have kind of shifted the game. Again, I'm probably thinking way too much into it, but I don't know. It's been fun to watch.
Yeah, I think obviously any decision you make in the game can be impactful in certain ways. And I do think it's maybe been highlighted a little bit more this season, because some of those decisions have been really, really big, and especially the Q situation. But I think that's also a little bit different with, kind of, obviously, Jeff's, I know, has said there's no more villains, but in a way kind of looked at it as a villain. And so people keeping him around for that extra vote and not wanting him to win or wanting him in the game. So it's been a little bit of a different thing with him, I think, this season. But I get where you're coming from there.
Yeah, and I think if you look at the season as a whole, there's been just a lot of firsts. And I think Jeff said before the game, this is going to be a season that was really really unlike any other. And I think, like you said, Q probably should have been voted out multiple times. And just other things like that, where it's like, it's been kind of untraditional the way that games have been played. I mean, I think it's been like four straight, I know I'm way jumping ahead, but it's been like four straight weeks where somebody's been voted out with an idol in their pocket. Like, I don't think I've ever seen that before. So
yeah,
it's kind of a lot of firsts and a lot of just completely different gameplay from what traditional Survivor is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which has been fun. It's crazy to me that we're 46 seasons into this show and we're still having, like, new things happen. Like, I don't know. It's fun, and that's what keeps this show and this game so exciting and enticing. I don't know. It's awesome. I love it. Last thing that I wanted to talk about for the reward challenge is Liz pooped. Congrats, Liz. She seemed like a whole new person. She's so happy.
22 days.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean,
she got some rice and she got it out.
I can barely go 22 hours. We should cut that out. I'm sorry for saying that.
No, I'll keep it. I go every day. Sometimes twice. So,
but for real, like that's crazy. And it's a weird little thing that, and it's, you know, taboo to talk about or whatever, but something that you don't really think about when you're sitting there on the couch, like watching the show. And so it's another little snippet into like how the players are actually like dealing with their personal issues, not just the gameplay itself. And as much as I dislike Liz, and she again thinks she has no shot of winning, I don't know. It was kind of cool. Like, hey, good for you. Like, you seem like a much happier person now. Mm-hmm. All right. Reward challenge time.
Yeah. Yeah. So two challenges this episode. We'll lead off with the reward challenge, obviously. And what was up for grabs for this reward was Chinese takeout. And letters from home. So I'll break down the challenge real quick. It was kind of an obstacle course. So basically, yeah, they had to race over an obstacle, basically high knee through an obstacle course. Then they had to get a bag and navigate it through this like rope maze sort of thing. And then once they freed the bag from the rope, the bag had a ball. Sorry, terrible explanation here. But the bag had a ball in it. Once they got the bag free from that rope, they had to crawl under another obstacle. And then at the end, there was a maze that they had to maneuver that ball through on kind of like a tilt table. And Charlie won reward. And he got to pick two people to go with him, and his rationale was basically he picked Liz and Kinsey, and it was basically the people that didn't get to go on the pizza reward, and obviously Liz has a history with the reward challenges, with the Applebee's challenge and the pizza challenge last week with the whole rock, paper, scissors situation. So nice to see Liz get her flowers and go on a reward finally. And Kinsey had a nice story about how today was supposed to be her wedding day, but obviously her and her fiance pushed their wedding back so she could play Survivor. And Charlie kind of used that as a reason to pick her, along with not being on the pizza challenge. But good Survivor challenge that we've kind of seen variations of before. Did you guys like Charlie's kind of rationale for who he picked and why?
Yeah, I think there was even more strategic side of it than just, okay, the people that didn't get to go on the last reward. Obviously, that played in a factor of it with Liz and Kinsey. But I think he was super, super smart to take them to build up that relationship and that alliance there to solidify their votes with him and kind of move along his game for him to win. I think that was a great move. And at first I was kind of surprised he didn't take Maria, and come to find out, supposedly they had an agreement that they would never pick each other for a reward. And I was glad to see that they were able to, they were good after they got, Charlie and them got back from the reward and him and Maria talked. But I definitely think there was more strategic mindset behind the picks and all, rather than just saying, oh, these two people didn't get to go on the reward. And I think Charlie is playing a great game and really trying to set himself up for the end.
Yeah. And let's stay on Maria for a second, because this is another instance in the episode when she didn't get picked and she was pretty broken up and emotional about not being picked. And I think when you watch it, you're like, and I think Jeff might have even said it, like, the game's almost over. Like, what does a loved one's letter matter? And I think if you're out there, like, you literally, you have to build bonds with people you don't know, and you have to just kind of blindly trust that your alliances have your back and aren't scheming behind you. So there's literally like no security, no comfort, no rest for your brain. And I think being able to just read a letter from somebody that, like, whether it's your husband, your kid, wife, whoever, like, and know that, like, that person loves you and there's security in that, and you can just kind of like step away from the game mentally for a second. Like, I could understand why that would be a huge deal and a big blow to not be able to go on that reward.
Yeah, that's a good explanation. I didn't really think about it that way, as far as like not being able to trust anybody and not like, I don't know. I go back to when I was in Spain for 3 months, like a full semester. I left in February, came back in May. And I love my family, absolutely, without question. But I found myself like having to say, like, oh man, it's been a week or however, 10 days without talking to them. I need to call them. Not because of me, but because of them. And so sometimes it's easy to think like, whatever, it's 26 days or however long you're on the show, and think like, man, like, I don't know, you can't miss somebody that much to be brought to tears. However, that was the piece that I didn't think about, is you don't have anybody to confide in or to trust or like truly believe without question that they've got your back no matter what. And even though your family is not a part of the game in that moment, that still gives you that like, okay, I've got somebody here. And just, I don't know. It's a great explanation, because I didn't, like I said, I didn't think about it that way. It's, yeah, that was great. I did begin to wonder if that moment would break Maria. And I'm sure we'll talk about this a little more, but Maria seemed to be like, that was the moment that she first, or that I first caught that maybe she might go after Charlie. And I don't know if she had said it yet, but I began to wonder if she would, because of that. Even though she said the right things, I'm not going to hold it against him, we agree that we would never take the other person on a reward challenge or a reward. A reward from a challenge. Like, she said all the right things. And that also made me realize her and Charlie were probably more strategic on this whole thing than I ever realized, which part of me hopes they both end up in like the final three and they are able to speak to that. I would love to see votes get split. Like, I don't know how many people are in the jury, but like 5-4 Charlie, Maria kind of a deal. And I know I'm all over the place here for just a second, but that was kind of fun to see, like, okay, they have been incredibly strategic, but here's the moment where they're both breaking apart. And that was kind of my first glimpse into Maria might be going after Charlie. And I don't think we had been teased that up until this point in the episode, right?
Yeah, that was, I think, one of the first times, and with her and Q kind of sitting down and talking about Charlie's a threat.
But right before that, and I guess maybe it wasn't before that, but one of the things that I did not think about at all this episode was an immunity idol. And they talked about it with Charlie, Kinsey, and Liz. I'm like, oh, maybe they're out looking for the idol. And Charlie even flat out said, like, I don't believe that the idol exists. And I was kind of in the same boat. I did not think with six people left that they would put the idol in to be able to be used for this week and next week. I didn't think it would happen. And the fact that Q found it so quickly, like, oh my gosh, like everything is going against Charlie right now, other than winning that the reward challenge. But I was like, oh my gosh, I see the end for Charlie here. I don't know. Did you guys think that at all when Q found that idol?
I didn't start to worry until the result of the immunity challenge paired with Q's idol.
I was definitely a little worried knowing if either one of Q or Maria won the challenge. Obviously, they had to win that to have that, but Q saying, either I'll play it for you or myself, I didn't necessarily believe that 100%, but at the end of the day, the fact that Q found that and him and Maria had gotten kind of close and Maria started to really trust him and really as her number two, and obviously her talking about getting Charlie off, I was definitely like, oh no, this could be really, really bad for Charlie. Depending on the reward or the immunity challenge, but I can't believe Q found it.
And I thought that right as Q found it, but then that was reinforced to me as soon as he told Maria about the idol,
mm-hmm.
because she's very, very clearly kept Q as her number two. I mean, she has involved him completely on all the most recent votes. So it's like, okay, now is going to be their opportunity. Like she has to see it. Like this has to be at least on the table. And then we get to the immunity challenge. And it's like, okay, this week is going to hinge on who wins immunity. And a lot of weeks that is true. But things change so drastically. And there's definitely weeks where it's like, whoever wins doesn't really matter. But this seemed like between Q, Maria, and Charlie, it really seemed like one of those three, like, just based on previous weeks and who's won previous challenges, it seemed like one of those three was going to win. So, Brandon, walk us through what that immunity challenge looked like, and then we'll kind of talk about what happened and the dynamics of that.
Sure, yeah. So this is a water challenge, which are usually my favorite, but pretty straightforward. So you're going to swim out, and then you're going to climb to the top of a tall tower. You're going to leap off of that tower, and then you're just going to race through a series of obstacles. And then at the end of the obstacles, there's, in classic Survivor fashion, a challenge or a puzzle that you have to solve at the end. And this puzzle specifically was a dolphin puzzle, which I think is the first time we've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe one other time, but
I don't remember seeing a dolphin.
Yeah, it was a good one. I mean, I'm with you. I like the water challenges. And to get the land challenge in the first, like the reward challenge was cool. And then the water one here, I thought was awesome. I was amazed at Kinsey. She has no balance whatsoever. There was a balance beam walking across, like with the waves coming in and everything. She couldn't stay on it to save her life.
Yeah, absolutely. But I do think balancing on a beam like that, one, I don't have great balance, so I think I'd struggle with it. But being on water and being unstable, I think, is a lot harder than I think it really looks.
You're right. It definitely is easy to sit there on the couch thinking like, oh, I could totally do that. And I'd probably be the worst one up there.
Yeah. The water throws a whole different level on it.
Yeah.
Well, Maria won immunity.
Were you guys surprised that everybody just stopped to watch her, like including Charlie really early on? At first I thought he was like watching to try and get hints on how to do the puzzle, but there at the puzzle, like, everybody just seemed to stop and watch her. Were you guys surprised at that?
Yeah, I mean, because it's immunity, and it's immunity to get to final five, so I feel like you should give every effort or every bit of effort that you possibly can, because something could have gone wrong for Maria and that could have opened the door for you.
I was kind of shocked that, so Ben obviously was a good front runner there with the puzzle, and Charlie was next. I believe Charlie was next to him and kind of looking at him for guidance there, but it was definitely weird to see. Maybe because she started taking off so quick there at the end that it was just like, okay, she's got it and it's over. But it was definitely kind of weird that everybody almost seemed to stop and watch her.
Yeah, and maybe that you're right that that's because I kind of thought that there was more to the puzzle than that. Not just that like four or five pieces that she got in a row. It was like once you found that last piece and had everything else, it just seemed to fly by. And maybe everybody realized that more than I did when I was watching. But I don't know. It was impressive. And then we find out after Maria wins at the at Tribal Council that she's a part of an elite group of women, or almost, that have won three immunity challenges. And she's one away from the record, which is four. And Jeff said that that was on a 39-day season. And she's doing it in 26.
Pretty impressive. So,
like, I mean, she's on pace. If she wins another one, that's, like, as far as, like, female challenge, like, winner, immunity winner, like, GOAT status.
Yeah, absolutely.
She better win it, because they're coming for her.
Yeah, no, they definitely are. So let's dive into Tribal. So when we get to Tribal, it's pretty much between Charlie and Q. And before we get to Tribal, how we get to Charlie and Q, I mean, obviously, the hints all episode about Maria maybe going after Charlie, with Q finding that idol and Maria winning immunity, it was pretty much a given that this was her time to go after Charlie. And so she sets the play in motion, but it almost made it seem like she was okay with that being letting Q take the credit for that, because he seemed to approach her with it and she was on board. So I don't know. That was kind of an interesting dynamic. I wasn't sure how she was going to play that. But it also, what was it? Kinsey and Liz both seemed to want Q out, but also made it seem like they wanted Charlie out. So we've got this like interesting dynamic coming into Tribal Council where it's pretty much Q or Charlie. And unfortunately for my opinion, or like for my winner pick, Q has an idol. So it definitely feels like Charlie is the underdog here. And did you guys expect Tribal to go the way that it did? Or like, what were you thinking when they walked in and it was the two of them?
I felt pretty good. I was nervous for Charlie, but I felt pretty good that Charlie had planted the seeds properly and kind of got, you know, his other group, his other alliance, it's not Maria, kind of in his corner. So I felt pretty good. Obviously a little nervous because Maria had immunity and Q had the idol. And honestly, like, all things considered, having his name up in like pretty much every tribal the last 3 weeks probably should have played the idol.
Yeah, I was definitely nervous going into it, and I thought it was going to come down to what was said at tribal. Going into tribal, I think Q felt pretty comfortable with Maria telling him, hey, you're good, I think you're safe. I think he really believed her, and I think if it was he was going to play his idol, was going to be from what people said at tribal council. And I was nervous, but like you said, I think Charlie did a really good job of setting up everything going into that, of his alliance with everybody else. And so I was happy with the outcome. And I think obviously we've seen 4 people go home in a row with idols in their pockets. And in this sense for Q, I have 1 more week to play it. The biggest question of, am I good so I can make it 1 more week? One more week. It obviously is what bites everybody in the butt. And in this sense, got Q, because, all right, I have 1 more week to play it. If I can make it past this week, I'm in there. And I was super glad that he didn't play it.
I was too. And I don't know. I think this goes to speak to Charlie's social game, and in kind of a backwards weird way, but the relationship that he built with Kenzie and Liz, I mean, even back to last episode when, you know, they were the ones that were left behind in the challenge, he used that as an opportunity to build a relationship with them, who he ended up taking on this reward challenge. And then they were the ones, because they could have easily said, yeah, Charlie's a threat too, like, we're just going to get him out. Like, while Charlie, like, kind of had a good win this week, it was all because of the relationship that he built with Kinsey and Liz, because without them, that wasn't happening. And they seemed to be voting together on that. So I don't know. It was kind of a cool moment for Charlie, and I hope people realize that. I don't know that he will necessarily be able to speak to that, but watching it back, it's like, yeah, that is part of why that happened.
Yeah, I still think, like, 4 players in a row have left with an idol in their pocket. Like, Hunter should have played. Tiffany was a true blindside. Venus probably should have played, but Q definitely should have played, knowing that his name had come up multiple times. Like, why? It's not often that you just all of a sudden are not on the chopping block anymore.
But to his point, he has not gotten any more than 1 vote in the last several weeks. And the 1 vote that he's gotten on those weeks has been the person that's gone home for 3 weeks in a row. I mean, while it's not crazy for us, it might be kind of crazy for him, thinking like, everybody's moved past me.
And you say that, and that's true, because you or Liz, Kenzie, and have multiple weeks said, okay, we'll keep Q another week so we can get this move done. And obviously Q doesn't know that. So that makes sense why he would feel a little more comfortable. But yeah, as a viewer, you're like, dude, what are you doing? But
yeah. And I'm with you though. I definitely think Q should have played it. Like, what's the point of playing it at Final Five if you don't make it to Final Five? Like, get through six, get to five. Like, and I'm not saying that in the early game. If you find it like episode two, you don't have to play it that week necessarily, unless you obviously need to. But this late in the game and you've been in people's mouth, like, just play the idol. Tiffany is the only one, and maybe Venus, I could get behind a little bit, but Tiffany is the only one that I have a ton of grace for, because that was a true blindside. But I, so with, I guess we get to Q being voted out, walks out with his idol in his pocket 4 weeks in a row. We said that. Do you think next week there's another idol in play?
I don't think so. I really don't.
One thing that I noticed, so I think it's possible because they can be played until Final Five, the Final Five Tribal Council. So why not? But one thing I noticed, unless I missed it, in the new era, Final Five has typically been going to a new beach. They didn't do that this time, right?
Yeah, they didn't. He didn't talk about that at all.
Has okay. it gone to a new beach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually they're like, all right. And I think they give them new buffs, too.
I don't think about the new buffs. I know I'm pretty sure about the new beach.
But yeah, no, they definitely have been doing new beaches. So did away with that.
So when did they do that in the episode, though? Like after tribal?
After tribal, mm-hmm. they would be like, all right, you're going to a new beach.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. I must have missed that. I don't know that I realized that.
Yeah. I kind of going on a different note. This was one of the first times in my that I can remember that we saw every single vote before Jeff wrote them down. We knew there's 4 votes on Q and 2 votes on Charlie.
No, we didn't. Like,
pretty sure we saw everybody write Q's name down, and then
we didn't see Ben.
Yeah, we did. I'm pretty sure we did.
Did we?
I don't think we did.
I don't think so, because there would have been no suspense.
I think the biggest suspense there was, is Q going to play his idol? And because okay. that would have dictated it.
When that didn't happen, I truly felt like Ben didn't vote for Q.
Yeah, because he voted
and for it was Q. going to be 3-3. I thought it was going to be a tie, which would still have been okay. I honestly think at that point it probably would have gone to rocks, but yeah, I'm like 99% confident that we did not see Ben's vote.
I was thinking we did, but
Ben Wood wanted to go to rocks.
Hey,
that would
rock.
But Charlie got 2 votes, right? So he mm-hmm. got a vote from Q, obviously, and a vote from Maria, which I'm sure he's going to figure out.
Oh, I can't wait for next week.
I mean, I don't know how Maria's going to come out of that. And obviously Charlie already has her on his radar, so who cares? But I kept thinking, like, man, if you were going to take a shot at your number one or at anybody, you better not miss.
Best not miss. Yep.
Yep.
And that's the thing. She's going back to camp for 4-on-1. So,
yeah,
it's an uphill battle for Maria all of a sudden.
But she's going to have to win immunity.
She's won 3 in a row or 2 in a row?
2 in a row, yep.
So 2 in a row, but 3 total. Okay. Though like, man, between her and Charlie, it almost seems like that's whoever wins immunity this next episode, like the first immunity there, is who's going to win the game. If it's Charlie or Maria.
I agree. Yeah, because they're really the only two threats to win the necklace. So I can't wait for next week.
Let's before we hop into that, because I do want to talk about kind of where everybody's at. We've chatted about that a little bit. But one moment in Tribal, it actually ended up being kind of a bigger moment because Jeff kind of harped on it. And I'm glad he did. But he talked about alliances, and it got brought up because when he asked Charlie a question like, hey, what goes into like your thought process at this point, essentially was the question. And Charlie gave several different things that went into his thought process, and not a single one of them was alliances. Which was obviously telling because he seemed to be ready to vote out Maria. But then he brought that up again, and everybody seemed to think, like, you know, at some point you've got to toss your number one. And I'm curious from you guys, I want to talk about that. Like, if you were playing a game, and I know the easy answer is it depends on the situation, but like, do you guys think that you would stick with your number one the entire way, knowing that there's a potential that you lose? Or do you think that you vote out your number one?
I think if you feel there's a chance you can lose to your number one, you have to take them out.
I agree with that.
Like, because at the end of the day, you have an alliance, but two people don't win the $1 million. One person wins it, and you want it to be you. And you want to have, obviously, alliances along the way. That's what gets you to the end. But yeah, if like Charlie and Maria, great example. Like, this is the first time in a long time that we've seen the kind of, I guess, big alliance between two players where they both legitimately have a chance to win. And I feel like it hasn't happened since like Dominic and Wendell in Ghost Island, where that vote went to a tie and the third finalist had to break the tie and vote for the winner. That is, if Charlie and Maria can go to the end, that's a scenario that could potentially play out. So yes, you got to go after your number one.
Yeah, and I think in the sense of, like you said, Brandon, if there's a chance you lose to your number one, you absolutely need to go after them. And in this sense, I think Charlie could win without voting her off. But I do think if he can get her off, like, get her voted off and it be him in the final with a couple other people, I feel like it's a shoe-in for him to win. And so in that sense, having that move and making sure that you're the one to win, absolutely. If you have to do it, you have to do it. Because I don't think getting to the end and saying, oh, I didn't vote for my number one because she was my number one, is going to get you the vote to win if she's made more moves. And in this sense, I think she has so far.
That's where it gets interesting to me, is I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I feel like people go after their number one way too dang quick. Like, honestly, this week with six people left or with five people left is the only time that you can or should go after your number one. And really, five should be, because if Charlie or Maria would have gone home this week, that leaves you four on one.
Yeah.
And very clearly, either one of them would beat anybody else in the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and including Q, but it's like, man, I it's crazy to me that people want to do that before this week. And even this week, I believe is too early.
Yeah, and I think we kind of saw that with Kinsey this season. Mm-hmm. She talked about getting Tiffany off, and then
way too early.
Like out of nowhere, and I was like, I understand wanting to make a big move, and Tiffany was a big target and somebody that was a big threat, but absolutely way too early. So there's definitely a fine line of when is a good time and when would be the best time. And are you, like you said, like I could see where this week was maybe a little early.
But I actually, in Charlie's situation, like let's say he gets out Maria this week, I don't know if it is too early, because while Charlie and Maria are obviously each other's number one, Charlie's got a good thing going with Kinsey, sure. Ben, and Liz. So 100%. It's not like he's going to be just lone wolfing it after that. So it's a little bit different situation there.
Absolutely. And
that's where I said this week or next week, like final six or final five. But any earlier than that, final eight, final seven, no shot am I taking out my number one.
Mm-mm.
Like there's no way.
Yeah. And I mean, like Brandon said, this week with if Charlie would have been able to get Maria out, the next fall guy there would have been Q, because nobody else wanted Q around. So in this see, it's a little bit different, but yeah, absolutely. Any time before now, I think it would be way too early. I think we're all in agreement there.
100%. And I definitely think this was Charlie's week to win and Maria's week to lose. Meaning, if Charlie got Maria out, based on the game that he's been playing, he is set up incredibly well for the rest of the season. If Maria got Charlie out, the only person that's really on her side, based on how everything is laying right now, is Q.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlie is in the better position here, and potentially I'll be curious to see how next week works out. This could have ended up being a good thing for Maria. Probably not, because I think this will be like the breakup there between Charlie and Maria. Unless something goes terribly wrong, I have a hard time believing that both of them are going to sit at the end. I hope so, just because I think they both have a really good shot, and I don't love when there's just like one front runner and that they end up getting all the votes. But I don't know. I'll be curious to see how she plays it next week and how she gets out of that debacle.
I was kind of hoping that we would see a little glimpse of them talking about it or something there in scenes from the next episode, but we got nothing. So I'm definitely excited.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're gonna open the show with it next week. Mm-hmm. And because honestly, yeah, Maria's, unless the tides turn, Maria's got an uphill climb, and she's basically almost has to make sure she wins immunity.
Yeah.
Or else she's done.
For sure.
Unless Idol gets put back in play, and she obviously knew Q had that, so she continues to look, but obviously that's up in the air and don't know that. So it's going to be a good final.
For sure. Do we know, is it going to be 3 hours?
I don't know. I'm assuming yes.
I would assume so as well, with it being five, and they're normally an hour and a half. So I'm thinking probably at least two hours for the actual like finale, and then an hour to 45 minutes of talk afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do we talk to Survivor of the Week? I feel like we all will have the same one this week again, but
yeah. Kick us off.
I don't know if there's somebody that deserves it more, kind of gets it this week other than Charlie. I think he, from winning a reward, from a reward to staying alive and just the way it worked out, I think Charlie's survivor of the week easily.
Yep. Yeah, no notes, nothing to add.
I'm actually going to go a little AWOL here, and I'm going to say Kinsey. So just from two aspects, and I don't disagree. I think Charlie's probably the better pick, but I'm just going to throw this out there. Production has seemed to be leading us to Charlie versus Maria. Like, it seems to be one of them. But just in the off chance that it's not, Kinsey has that humanity side. Once again, she was highlighted this week with Ben kind of freaking out, having his anxiety and panic attacks. Like, she seemed to be just that great person that comes alongside him. It's like, I'm just here for you. That's one. Two, she is, like, even though Charlie won because of how the votes laid out, she's part of that reason why. And so in the off chance that it doesn't end up being Charlie and Maria in the final, and it's Kinsey, Ben, and Liz, Kinsey runs away with it 100%. Like, I don't think there's any question. So yeah, just from that aspect, because I think there were a couple, while Maria had a couple good moments, she also had a couple bad moments, and it wasn't enough for me. But Kinsey was the only person that seemed to be on a positive and like a high note all episode long.
Yeah. Well, I think, because you said like final with Kinsey, Ben, and Liz, and I actually think Kinsey has a shot if she was sitting next to Charlie and Maria, or Charlie or Maria. I think she has a shot. I don't know if she wins it, but I think she definitely gets respect from the jury and will get votes
for sure,
because I think I said it a week or two ago, like, we have not seen anything negative about Kinsey this entire season. Maybe outside of the Jess vote, like episode two.
Well, in that one moment with Q when she was like kind of rude to him, but then she
reconciled. Yeah.
And nobody seemed to know if, like, okay, is that really her apologizing, or was that just her saving her game? And I think we've come to realize, like, no, that's just who she is.
Yeah, she's just
a genuinely nice person.
So yeah, I think she will have, and she definitely is going to have Ben's vote, but I think she will win. She can win based off of the social game that she played and the bonds that she built along the way.
And I think she could make a dang good, case for herself if she ends up taking Charlie or Maria out, or being a part of that and can speak to that move. Yeah. But you're right. I definitely think Kinsey has a shot.
I like it.
Okay. Well, that's my survivor of the week. Brandon, it sounded like you were in line with Charlie.
Yeah, I like both of your picks. I'm not picking this week. No, I would have picked Charlie as well. Yeah. He's, because he has the, like, he could literally go with anybody at this point. Everybody is Team Charlie. So he has that. He wanted to go after Maria. Couldn't go after Maria. Next obvious choice really should have been him, but he, again, had those people in his corner, Kinsey, Ben, and Liz, and said, let's go after Q. And Charlie lives another day. And yeah, I like Charlie.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, because I definitely think that Charlie is playing the best game between him and Maria. But there's still, every opportunity for Maria to beat Charlie.
Yeah.
Fairly easily. And that's where it's like, and somebody can play a better game, but still get beat. Like, hands down.
I wouldn't have said that 2 weeks ago, that Charlie was playing a better game than Maria.
Not 2 weeks ago, but last week, I thought Maria's got to turn it around.
Yeah.
And she didn't necessarily this week, other than the immunity. And if she continues to win out, she's going to control her destiny. Like, there's not really any reason to think otherwise. And she's in a position that even if she's in control, like, because a lot of times in past seasons, you can be in control of your own destiny and still pick the wrong people. Like, there's still other people that have potential to beat you. And I think she could set herself up to where, like, she's surrounded by everybody, Ben and Liz, that, you know, she's good. She's going to win no matter what if she wins out.
Yeah. I think the issue she's going to have if she doesn't win immunity is getting the votes on her side, because she's rubbed a couple people the wrong way. Liz, Kenzie with the vote, or with the choice for rewards and a couple things that she's done. But absolutely, I mean, I think she obviously has a shot, so.
Yeah, a couple of missteps socially. And I think aligning herself with Q was probably the wrong thing to do. I think it's odd that she would make that decision. I know that she's like, oh, he has nowhere to go, so I can use him as a number. But I think it's odd to kind of elevate Q even over Charlie, because now she's in the situation where she's basically going to be in a must win for the next 2 weeks, or the next, I don't know how many challenges left they have, but
I think she was smart in using Q for a period of time, but I think it just went a little far.
Agreed.
So
she also has an incredible opportunity to show her social game. She may be able to spin this in a way that none of us see coming, to where everybody believes it and Charlie believes it. I don't think that's going to happen, but she definitely has that opportunity to show a social side that kind of been a little lacking in, as well as she's played just a little lacking in the past couple episodes. So I'll be curious to see how she gets out of this, or if she gets out of it.
Well, you can catch us on social media at Merge Feast Pod, all social media platforms, and then on YouTube at youtube.com/TheMergeFeast. I say mostly confidently that that's our YouTube channel.
Yeah, just search it and listen to a couple episodes. If it's not us, then look for a different one. Oh, well, I don't know about you guys. I am incredibly pumped about the finale. We definitely have a couple things to talk about, or we will have a couple things to talk about. I think next episode, or I'm sorry, the finale episode is going to be a hair longer than normal. So be prepared for that. But also, I think we're going to record one more episode before the finale. It'll probably come out on Monday if everything goes as planned. But that episode, just so everybody kind of has a vision of what that is going to look like, I think it'll be a little laid back. I want to talk about some of our favorite parts of this season, but also like what we hope for, who our winner picks are, if that is staying the same, and just kind of a quick recap, and I don't know, just an exciting like pregame before the finale. So I hope everybody is able to tune in, look for that episode probably on Monday next week. All right. Well, say goodbye, Logan.
Goodbye, Logan.